This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Colorado Springs is discussing possible locations for a rail station to accommodate possible connections to Amtrak's Southwest Chief and the proposed Front Range passenger rail. Suggestions include areas near America the Beautiful Park, the Drake Power Plant, and the Santa Fe Depot. Next steps for the process include continued evaluation of the sites, identifying funding, design, and construction, as well as public engagement. The conversation regarding passenger rail service in the region has been ongoing, with various feasibility studies and planning for the better part of a decade. A high-profile bill banning flavored tobacco products failed to make it past key Democratic state senators today. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Members of the Senate Appropriations Committee voted down the bipartisan proposal 5-2. Three Republicans were joined by Democratic Senators Rachel Zenzinger and Robert Rodriguez in voting no. Representative Kyle Mulica, a Democratic co-sponsor from North Glenn, said he hoped the measure would help prevent young people from getting hooked on flavored vaping products.
We've already seen a whole generation become addicted, and House Bill 1064 was going to do something about that. It's a little disappointing not seeing it get passed.
Vape shop owners, among others, applauded the vote. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state's largest community college will soon be under new leadership. Colleen Simpson is currently vice president of student services at a technical college in Wisconsin. She'll join Front Range Community College in August, becoming the school's first black president. Simpson was one of three finalists named in the search process. The college has four campuses across the Front Range and currently enrolls more than 20,000 students. This is CPR News.